This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Interesting story today. Kyler Murray, who's having a nice look, we dissed Martin Weiss, and Kyler Murray is not going to be the MVP. I mean,
there are nine people ahead of him right now.
Because, you know, we'll have to apologize to Martin Weiss for all those big head comments. But he's down a bit, but he's having a great year. And surprisingly, the Arizona Cardinals are too at 5-2. It's still relatively early, but they're playing good football, obviously coming off the win over Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks. And Murray was great. He did an article. There was a story on him today in USA Today, interviewed him. And he said, I want to be the best to ever play the game. Now, he didn't say it in a braggadocious way. You know, nothing arrogant. But just, that's a goal, and I'm fine with that. Do you have a problem with a guy saying that, Rob?
I just don't. I mean, I think everybody wants to be the best that they can be. I don't look at that as, I don't know if you have to say it or out loud or if somebody, I just think who doesn't want to be the best? Don't you want to be the best radio guy or TV analyst, Chris, or writer that you could be, or like one of the best ones ever? I think we all want that.
I think you have to. I'm with you in that. As I said, I got no issue with
but
it.
But I don't think you have to go and proclaim that to do it. I just think that's inside everybody.
I've been around LeBron at times where he's told me he wants to be the best player ever. And this is, goes back a few years. And, you know, I got no issue with that. I do think, though, Rob, only guys at a certain level can say that. I'm going to be honest. I don't know what the future holds. Maybe God's got some grand, incredible plan for me in radio broadcasting. I know he's got a plan for me in life, but maybe it's like this huge thing in radio broadcasting.
Maybe you'll take over for Rush Limbaugh one day.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I would not say I want to be the best radio broadcaster ever because I don't think that's within my reach.
Okay.
Now, like I said, if God's got some special plan where it is in my reach, great. And if I rise and rise and rise and rise to where I think it's actually in my reach, then maybe I would say something like that. But I think you, like Ryan Tannehill can't come out and say, I want to be the best quarterback ever.
Why not?
Because he's not, he doesn't have that ability.
But what if he,
and
Chris,
it's obvious.
I'm just, but what if he
were,
I'm
just. He might want to be great, but he, like, I think there's only a handful of guys that can say, I want to be the best ever. If Kyle Kuzma came out and said, I want to be the best basketball player ever. I want to be the GOAT one day.
Well, but that's
the point.
We
look at him sideways.
Yeah, but if that's where he burns in internally and that's what motivates, I'm just saying anybody who's playing on that level can say they want to be the greatest whoever played. That doesn't mean they're going to get there. That's all I'm
saying.
Some guys
don't have that ability.
We got too much minutia.
Yeah, and they know it too. But
all right.
But also, David Carr, you know, the NFL.com analyst, obviously former quarterback as well. He said he listed yesterday, a couple days ago, his top quarterbacks under 25 years old, if he had to build a team around. And somewhat surprisingly, it jarred me a little when I saw the list. He had Kyler Murray number one, Lamar Jackson number two. And the more I thought about it, though, Rob, the more I kind of analyzed it myself, I got to be honest. Now, I think at this stage, you probably say Lamar's better. I mean, he did what he did, coming off what he did last year. But if I could choose one to be my quarterback going forward, I honestly would take Kyler Murray. And no slight on Lamar. Maybe some people will. Maybe you'll think it's a slight.
Chris,
I'm not saying he's not good.
To say it's not a slight.
I'm not saying he's not great, but I would take Kyler Murray.
You would take an undersized, shorter Doug Flutie, and I don't know where – look.
He's not shorter than Doug Flutie.
Kyler Murray is a fantastic talent.
And they're both
talent.
Undersized.
Okay, fantastic talent. I'm not taking anything away from him. But to really to put him on top of a guy who was a unanimous MVP in the league, who won 12 games in a row, go look at the wreckage and the carnage that he left. He was unstoppable. He was the most unbelievable thing we had seen in the NFL. And all they've done in the last 2 years is won, I don't know, 18 out of 19 games, and they had one bad game and they lost to the Chiefs. And all of a sudden, he's underneath Kyler Murray, who's under 500 career-wise, and I get it. They're 5-2. And coming off a game against a terrible Seattle defense, which has given up 500 yards to almost everybody, and I'm not knocking him, but to bring it off of that game against that defense,
I'm not just saying it off of that game.
I'm talking about the writer. That's what is coming off of a game against a terrible defense. The same way I look at Baker Mayfield, you can bludgeon the Bengals all you want.
You're actually comparing Baker
Mayfield? No, I'm just talking about the people who were trying to crown Baker, Chris, after that game. That's all. Now, you go ahead. If Kyler Murray goes and does that against one of the best defenses in the league and puts up 500 yards, I'm going to take notice. I'm just saying the disrespect for Lamar Jackson is ridiculous.
How
we haven't seen a guy like that. I got it. He's 0-2 in the playoffs.
Like this year. He ain't
Kyler
doing that
Murray
this year.
Hasn't been in the playoffs.
He hasn't won in the playoffs.
No, I said that. I
Lamar
said he's 0-2.
Lamar Jackson hasn't won. I mean, obviously, this is Kyler Murray's second year. He doesn't have as good of a supporting cast as Lamar Jackson has. And he is on pace, Rob. You mentioned it. The unanimous MVP last year, and he was tremendous. And he deserved it. But just because you're the unanimous MVP, Steph Curry was the unanimous MVP. Does that mean he's like the best thing we've ever seen? No.
At the quarterback position, we never saw a guy do that. When they ran through 12 in a row and the teams that they beat, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying is that it's mind-boggling to me that you could place somebody above him.
Really? Matt Ryan won an MVP.
I'm just saying, Kyler Murray,
MVP.
Kyler Murray, I'll look at the wins. I don't know who they beat. They beat Seattle, I'll give you that, and their defense is poor.
Freaking Rich Gannon run an MVP. That can't be your argument. The dude was MVP.
No, that's not my argument. Is that I just told you what it was. It wasn't just that he was a unanimous MVP on a great team that won 12 games in a row and slew the league. They went through all the good teams. They didn't beat also-rans. They were unbelievable, winning by double digits every week.
And then what happened in the playoffs?
They lost. That's okay. Kyler Murray hasn't been here. He's that guy. He hasn't even been to the playoffs. He could have gone to the playoffs the first year, Chris.
Here's why I would take Kyler Murray. Lamar runs it better. I've never seen a quarterback. I think everybody would agree with that. Lamar is a better runner. But Kyler's a very good runner. And he's not Lamar running it, but he's very good himself. But he is a much better passer. Lamar still isn't throwing consistently outside the numbers. And maybe he'll improve on that and get better. He's improved on a lot of other things. But that is why I would take Kyler, because he is a better passer than Lamar. And as far as size, I mean, like I said, they're both undersized. And I think Kyler's a little stockier. And so I'm certainly not more concerned about him getting hurt than I am about Lamar. Lamar is not having near the year this year that he had last year, in part because he's not running the ball as much, which is maybe good for his long-term career, but because he's not an awesome passer yet, it's hurting his production. He's not running nearly as much as last year. And Kyler Murray, as great as Lamar was last year, Rob, and his numbers were outstanding, Kyler Murray is on pace to have a much better year statistically. Lamar last year threw for 31.
Wait when he does it. Wait
31.
Does it.
Let me make my argument. Lamar threw for 3,127 yards last year. Kyler Murray's on pace to throw for more than almost 1,100 more yards than Lamar threw for last year. Lamar completed 66%. Kyler completed 67%. Lamar rushed for 1,206 yards. Kyler's rush for 99 is on pace to rush for 999. So he's going to be like 207 yards short of what Lamar's did rushing, but again, 1,100 more yards passing. And Kyler is on pace to have 16 rushing touchdowns. Lamar had 7 last year. Now, Lamar threw for 36 TDs. Kyler's on pace to throw for 30. But I would say all told, those numbers by Murray are going to be, if he continues on his pace, will be better than the season that Lamar had last year. And the fact that he's got that team 5-2, and it's not nearly the defense that Baltimore has, I even started this by saying right now, I'm fine with you saying Lamar is better. I got no issues with that right now. But if I had to pick one of the two to build my team around, I would go with Murray. I would go with Murray. I think over the long haul, he will be better and more productive.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. This story really got under your craw.
It did. You know, I wrote a column before this went down for Deadspin that I was against it. And then today, Chris, we hear the news.
Well, that news being that the Chicago White Sox have hired Tony La Russa as their new manager. 76-year-old Tony La Russa. He becomes the oldest manager in the majors by 5 years. And he's only the second manager in Major League Baseball history to take over a team at 75 years or older. Jack McKeon being the other one. He was 80, Rob.
Which is just
that just insane. Sounds crazy. I mean, I guess he was in great shape, but he was 80, took over the Marlins. They went 40 and 50. And his
there
only
was an
season,
old joke
obviously.
About there was an old joke about I'm not going to give you the punchline. But there's an old joke about his nickname was Trader Jack, right? Trader Jack McKeon, Chris. Okay. And he was 80 years old. And the old joke was like, he's so old that guess what they were trading back then? There wasn't ball players, you know, like how long he's been
oh,
around.
Oh, gosh. I think I know where you were going
I'm
with going that.
Right. But, I'm just saying.
I got my views on this hiring, but we want to hear yours first.
I think this is totally ridiculous, living in the past. You got this young, swag-filled team, Chris, with the White Sox. They made it to the playoffs. They did lose to the A's, but they have a bright future and a lot of great young guys there. And I just see a disconnect. This is like an old crutch. And Tony La Russa was in the front office with the Angels. He retired on his own terms, Chris. He won a World Series in St. Louis, his last one. Retired right after that. Got into the Hall of Fame through the Veterans Committee. Like, just a beautiful career, right? Three World Championships.
He was a tremendous man.
Right. Yep. So this is not like Tony La Russa, like there's something wrong with him. I just don't understand the thinking behind this. The trend in baseball is hiring these young guys who are filled with analytics and who haven't managed, even in the minor leagues. Like most of the managers, you look around, they don't even have any minor league experience. And that was the trend. And for the White Sox to dig deep, he's not 62, Chris. I'm not saying if you're over 60, you can't work and contribute. But he's almost 80 years old. And we've seen old guys do this before, right? Joe Gibbs came out of retirement and went back to Washington. And Phil Jackson was almost 70 years old. You know, he didn't coach.
Well, he was, president.
But he was a GM. Right. And there's a slew of other people. And I get they can't let it go. I just think this is a bad way. Is that what you want? Do you want Tony La Russa to get fired when they start off, Chris, 5-25 or whatever it is? Is that where,
Dusty
is that where you
Dusty Baker, 71.
Yeah, but seven.
And his was he was obviously this was his first year with the Astros. And what?
And how did he get his job? Because of the scandal that went on.
Yeah, but they didn't have to.
No,
hire
but I'm
Dusty.
Just saying, had it not been for that, this is a young and upcoming team. Dusty Baker was given a team, Chris, that was basically on life support. He wasn't given a plum franchise at 76 years old.
Still were a very good team.
Who?
The Astros.
No, they finished under 500. They weren't that good. I mean, they made a run in the playoffs.
Games. There's a lot of teams that are really good teams.
They made a run. But
they made a
saying,
run in the playoffs. And I thought Dusty did a good job. I'm pushing back. And look, you might be right. La Russa might be horrible. But I'm pushing back because you mentioned all the young managers who don't have any experience who are hired to manage these teams. Why are they hired, Rob? We know. Because they're going to sit there and do exactly what the front office has told them to do. this is your lineup. This is when you go with these batters. This is when you go with these pitchers. This guy's got this many pitches he can go, and then you got to get him out. They're just sitting there. They're puppets for the front office to do their analytics. And most of the old guard aren't putting up with that mess. I think the White Sox are going in a different direction. I definitely don't think Tony La Russa is going to sit there and be a puppet for the front office. I think he's going to do old school managing mixed with the analytics. I'm sure he don't know nothing about analytics probably, you know, relatively speaking. But let the guys, the experts in that, come make their suggestions, tell you what they think. But at the end of the day, La Russa is going to take all of that information and then he's going to coach with that plus his feel, which we know his feel for the game is great. And I actually like it, Rob. I'd love to see a Buck Showalter back in the game. I know he's not 76, but, you know, like this to me, maybe this is a step away from what we've been seeing with too many of these teams.
See, here's my other problem. You got guys like Marcus Thames, who's the hitting coach for the Yankees, who's put in his time, done his work, looking for his first opportunity as a manager. Here's a guy who was a baseball player, did all the other stuff. He can't get a job because it's still Bo Porter. What about giving Bo Porter, Chris, who's way younger, who's still in the game, who's a broadcaster? What about Bo Porter? What about giving him another opportunity? This is once again, guys taking care. Tony La Russa already managed there. Tony La Russa is the good old boy. Let's call it what it is.
But he's not a retread. He's a good old boy.
No, like he's a good old boy. That's why he's getting a job at 76.
Hiring Tony La Russa.
Can Ron Washington get another opportunity, Chris? Can Ron Washington get another opportunity or no?
That's fine.
He took the Rangers to the World Series.
There's a lot of other hires that they could hire brothers instead of, you know, some of these other guys. Especially if they're going to just dictate to them with analytics.
But I'm talking about a 76-year-old guy who was retired. That was my problem. He was just like when Jay Cutler came back out of retirement.
Well,
he had already thrown the towel in. And you know what, Chris?
The game versus
let me paint opening day in Chicago for you. Here's the White Sox. You ready? The White Sox take the field, and 76-year-old Tony La Russa takes a couple steps to the top of the steps of the dugout, he yells out this to his team.
What?
Hey, you damn kids, get off my lawn!
You know what you need to follow that up with, Alex.
That's where we are.
Everything's not funny.
Everything's not funny.
No, that was funny. Alex was asleep at the switch. I was ready to go.
I was just a little lost for a sec, Rob. My bad.
I mean, look, there, Rob, we're about to... How old are the two candidates for president?
I'm not talking about that.
They're both in their 70s.
No, but this is a 76-year-old guy to get hired.
You can manage a baseball team.
It's absolutely ridiculous. It just is.
How?
When there are other people who are looking for opportunities. Chris, I'm going
to
sit here right now. I will not be doing a radio show at 76 years old.
I'm trying to hire the best man for the job, but they think he's the best man. He's got the track record.
He's a familiar. This is what's going on. This is the old boy network. It's about hiring people you feel comfortable with and who you know instead of giving some other people opportunities. A 76-year-old guy who's already managed there and already retired and already was put in the Hall of Fame.
What's wrong with him? So he can't coach? We supposed to leave him out to pasture?
Yes, he's done. He retired.
There are 76-year-old guys.
He didn't have to retire in St. Louis. He retired on his own.
We've seen Michael Jordan retired and he wanted to come back.
He won 76. Let me tell you something. He won't relate to these guys. This will be a disaster. This will be Michael Jordan going to play for Washington.
This will be Tom Brady going to play in Tampa Bay.
This is what this is going to turn into.
Yeah, Tom Brady in Tampa Bay is freaking great right now.
Yeah, we'll see when it's all over.
We'll see. But the facts are showing he's doing damage. Stop it. 76, if he's in great shape, well, apparently he is, he'll be fine. And this hot young White Sox team you're talking about, yeah, I like their talent, but this was their first winning season in like nearly a decade. I mean, let's see him follow up with it. And maybe LaRusso's the guy to get through to him. That's what they got to do is relate. You can relate to guys. Brown was 69. He took over the Memphis Grizzlies with white chocolate, Jason Williams, and they had a great relationship. And he won 50 games his second year there.
Oh, whoop-de-doo, 50 games, my God, in the NBA.
That's a great NBA season.
And here's the other thing,
too. You just raving about Lamar Jackson winning regular season games?
Here's the other thing, too. Was Connie Mack not available? Did they reach out to Connie Mack or Casey Stengel?
Stop.
Like, why not go there and let their go dig them up
Aren't
and bring them
dead?
Out and
that's, sit them in that's yeah, why sit, you don't go there.
No, that's right. Tony La Russa, for all the intents and purposes,
Stop it. Stop
is dead
it.
Too.
Tony
My La God.
Russa's living his life. He
this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
He wants to keep working.
You're the only one who could buy in or endorse a 76-year-old guy getting a manager's job in the new age of baseball. Seriously.
You and I complain constantly about the new age
of baseball. But that doesn't mean everybody manages that way. Chris, my point is, Tony La Russa's
a
fossil.
You want one of these young robots?
He's a fossil. I would rather Marcus Thames or give Ron Washington another chance.
The color angle, fine. Of course I want more black managers. But you can say that about any hiring.
No, but I'm trying to tell you that this is a good old boy hire. That's the problem I have with it.
A good old boy hire typically is when the dude is a bad manager.
No, it ain't.
Tony La Russa's been a great manager.
He was
you can't
a great
argue
manager.
With a dude that's won
he
three
was.
Super Bowls.
You just said it
I
in
mean,
past
three World
ten.
Series. You can't. He might still be. For all we know, we'll see.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go.
So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
But we got to talk about the Dallas Cowboys. Even though they're horrible, they are still a big story because they're that bad. Brett Favre, who obviously played for Mike McCarthy, the Cowboys' new coach, won a Super Bowl with Mike McCarthy. He was talking about how, you know, some of the players in Dallas had these anonymous quotes criticizing McCarthy and the coaching staff, essentially saying like they didn't know what they were doing. I'm going to ask Rob G to read one of Favre's quotes.
Yeah, that's right. Brett Favre was on SiriusXM NFL Radio on one of their shows. Here's what he said. I'm a little bit baffled because Mike's pretty good at handling players and dealing with issues. Is he perfect? No one is. I think maybe part of the problem is he's pretty stubborn and strong-minded and a disciplinarian, but not in a way like it's going to the principal. He just got that tough Pittsburgh mentality, which is where he's from. Maybe the group of guys that they have, the core group that you count on, maybe they're guys that they're not guys that take coaching very well, end quote.
He also says something about them. If they're upset, like they, if they don't like McCarthy, that's no excuse to go out there and lay an egg and not play your best football. And this is what I want to get into, Rob. Are the Cowboys players getting a pass? Because we've criticized Jerry Jones, and we're not the only ones. Jerry Jones is the main problem. Most people feel that way, it seems. And Mike McCarthy's getting some criticism because obviously he hadn't done a good job. Mike Nolan's getting ripped to shreds. But the players do seem to be getting somewhat of a pass. What's your thought on that, Rob?
I don't think so. I just think that when you bring in a coach like that, everybody pointed to Garrett, that it was Jason Garrett's fault, and he's a bad coach, and that's why they didn't make the playoffs, and if they upgrade the coaching. So when you bring in a coach like that, and you think that like ESPN and other people had them going to the Super Bowl because they looked at the talent, and they want to know what happened. Why isn't this coming together? And they're going to look at the coach because he came in as the magical elixir. The players didn't change that much. They already said they were talented. And this is even before Dak got hurt. So who's the new person involved in this, right?
Well, they underachieved last year too.
No, but it was Jason. But it was Jason Garrett's fault. That's what people wanted to say. Go right. Get them a coach and look at all the talent they have. So my point is that when Mike McCarthy comes along with the Super Bowl in his back pocket and he brings in Mike Nolan, and all that, that's who you're going to point to. What happened? This was supposed to be fixed. This was supposed to be better. Look at the talent on this team. And I think so that it's fair.
Most people are – nobody's saying McCarthy shouldn't get criticized.
Chris, but there's no
the
way this team should play
to be
as poorly.
Criticized too.
Yeah, but they should. Yeah, they get criticized, but they shouldn't be playing as poorly as they have.
Whose
it's
fault?
One thing.
It's his fault too. There's no doubt.
It's one thing to lose. There's another thing to play poorly and not compete. And a lot of that comes from coaching, just like penalties. You remember the Cowboys with all the penalties? That's coaching, Chris.
Nobody's saying it's not that McCarthy shouldn't get any blame. But these players, it's the players' fault if they go out there and they don't play with heart and energy. If you can't do that because you don't like the coach, shame on you. I had coaches I don't like. I know I obviously didn't get anywhere near the pros, but you still got to go out there and compete. I can't blame that on the coach. So they gotta get after it. That's all there is to it. And they are starting to get a little bit of criticism. Here's Maurice Jones-Drew on Ezekiel Elliott. He actually says he's not playing like a $90 million player, which he isn't. Here's his quote. Zeke is certainly not playing up to the standard that came with the $90 million contract. Since week 6, Dallas ranked second to last in points per game and total yards per game. In Dak's absence the last 2 weeks, Zeke's got 94 yards in 24 carries, 37 receiving yards. Now, obviously, he doesn't have a quarterback that's getting him the football. But Zeke's got 5 fumbles, 4 of them he lost in the first 7 games. It's not the coach's fault that Zeke's fumbled 5 times. Those are both league highs.
And it's also not when the coach gets credit in coach of the year, when Ezekiel Elliott rushes for 15 touchdowns and 1,500 yards, that the coach had nothing to do with that either. But that's not how we do it. And we look at how teams are put in the situation.
Why are you making it so black and white? Nobody's saying
but
the coach should get
saying,
no blame or no credit.
I'm not saying that they're not getting any blame, Chris, but the magical elixir was Mike McCarthy. That's what's new to the mix. That's all I'm saying. That's why people are pushing back on him. This whole notion, you've covered, Chris, you've been a beat writer. The greatest stories are when a team is bad. That's when people grumble. That's when people talk to reporters off the record and give you dirt. That's when all this stuff comes out. Not when you're 5-0. When you're 5-0, there's nothing going on. It's boring to cover. All I'm saying is this is not new. When things go bad, people are pointing fingers. And all I'm saying is Mike McCarthy was the shiny new toy who was supposed to turn this thing around because everybody, and would you agree, says that the Cowboys have talent on both sides
of
the ball.
They say it, and I've said it, but it's getting ridiculous. And I know, look, I will say this. Football, I think more than any of the 3 major sports, basketball and baseball, coaching is the most important in that sport. A great coach can turn a team from worst to first. We've seen it many times. Andy Reid in Kansas City. Jim Harbaugh in San Francisco. We see it all the time. So I am not in any way, shape, or form saying that Mike McCarthy should not be blamed. I'm just saying some of it should be on the players too. And I think they have been getting a pass because they're not showing up.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.